20 years ago in 1928, I worked as hard as I could for Al Smith. He was overwhelmingly defeated and even failed to carry several southern states. I was asked to comment and said, "The cup of iniquity of the Republican Party is not yet full." 4 years later, the situation was completely and utterly reversed, and the Democrats under Roosevelt came in with greater power than ever before in their history. Today I say that the cup of iniquity of both the old parties will overflow, and that one or the other of the old parties will disappear. No matter what the final vote for the Progressive Party may prove to be, I say that the need for the Progressive Party is greater now than ever before. The bipartisan foreign policy has divided the world into two camps, which are now fighting each other politically, diplomatically, and economically. The Progressive Party calls for that fight to cease before it breaks out into open military conflict. The Progressive Party stands and will always stand for the Roosevelt One World approach through the United Nations. The Truman Doctrine Marshall Plan approach will bankrupt the United States before the United States bleeds from every pore, as he is now bleeding in China and Greece. I call on the president-elect to reverse our present policy, which costs every American family $1 a day directly and another dollar a day indirectly, unless this bipartisan policy of high prices and war is promptly reversed. I predict that the Progressive Party will rapidly grow into the dominant party as the cup of iniquity of the old parties overflows. To save the peace of the world, the Progressive Party is more needed than ever before. We shall continue our fight to save the nation and the world. The Progressive Party will continue to expose the use of the slogan, "Fight Communism," as a cover for the iniquitous machinations of the exploiters and misleaders of the people in this country and abroad. The victory of Congressman Vito Marcantonio in New York shows what can be done by organization and strict adherence to progressive principles. The Progressive Party, having completed the Herculean task of getting on the ballot in 45 states.
You've been listening to Progressive Party candidate Henry A. Wallace. This is Michael Zinn at the Wallace headquarters.